Welcome to Music in a New World, a series of half-hour programs which explore the music of ethnic communities across America. Your host for these programs is ethnomusicologist Carl Signell.
I'm standing near the corner of Beretania and Ke'aomoku Streets in Honolulu. It's 11 o'clock at night, and this bar over here is full of life. The lighted sign overhead says it's called Sandy's. Let's go in. I want to show you something. We're in an Okinawan folk music bar. Hawaii has about 40,000 Okinawans, and this is one way they keep their traditions. On this small stage at the center of the bar, four musicians from Okinawa and their amplifiers do their best to be heard over the noise. Chris Yano was born in Hawaii, and for the past year, she's been studying Okinawan minyo, or folk song, and its related lore.
The minyo bars are an interesting aspect, I think, of Okinawan music in Hawaii. There are two of them right now. One of them is called Sandy's, and the other one is called Komachi Lounge. And the minyo bar is a regular bar with the added feature of live minyo music being played there, and people get up and dance as they feel like it. And
the customers
do, right? Also, I think if you've been to a minyo bar, which I gather you have in the last couple of nights in a row, there's Okinawan food also served at the minyo bar, and it's not something that you pay for exactly. The way that it usually happens is that you tip the waitress a fat tip, and she'll bring you tonkatsu, which is the Okinawan pork cutlet, and she'll bring you shoyu chicken, which is chicken prepared in soy sauce, and all kinds of Okinawan, shall I call them delicacies or something like that. But the procedure is very roundabout. It's not as if you order the food and she brings it to you. Rather, you order the drink, and if it's clear that you will be a good...
But not spoken.
Right.
It's very oriental.
It is. It's very Asian. So, you know, all these kinds of things go into the minyo bar besides the music and the dancing.
Besides the music, I enjoy watching the customers participate. From her experience in these bars, Chris has more lore to tell about Okinawan minyo, or folk song, in Hawaii.
Well, at the minyo bar, it's really interesting the ways in which they encourage, I think, people to participate. At one of the bars that I went to, they have fans with which people can get up and use the fans to dance a particular fan dance. The members of the audience can always request the musicians to play a certain number, and it will even more surely get played if the request is accompanied by a $5 bill. They also have extra sanshins. The sanshin is a three-stringed plucked lute. Anyway, they have extra sanshins near the stage for anyone to come up and join the musicians on stage. It's a very free-flowing kind of musical activity, I feel. People from the audience can come up and dance, they can come up and play, they can request songs, there's a lot of input. There's a lot of ways in which they can participate, and they often do.
Folk song is something you learn by osmosis. You simply grow up with it, right? Well, if you're an Okinawan immigrant in Hawaii, feeling a little nostalgic for the old country, you can join a class on Monday evenings. The bars are closed on Mondays, at the home of Jimmy Maeda. By day, Jimmy is a taxi driver. By night, he's a master of Okinawan folk song. The crickets were making their music outside his home as I arrived. Inside, the class was seated around a long table in Jimmy's living room, eating Okinawan delicacies, drinking beer, and taking turns singing folk songs.
Itote usagi da na Kami no chisoji Asayuchi ga kite umi hamati Witi wakasang sa chibati kana
This song title is a Kuishi Uchina. We sing that kind of song, you know. Everything different, but only thing not different is the music. The people are different, you know. The islands all change. We are 10 or 20 years later. But only music, nothing different.
Singing an Okinawan folk song, Jimmy Maeda. He's the teacher of a large group of Okinawan men and women who live in Hawaii now, but who commit themselves to this art form on Monday nights. In another part of Honolulu, among the high-rise condominiums, Harry Nakasone teaches Okinawan court music, or koten. Harry has a studio in one of these condos. The studio is large, well-lighted, and the floor has tatami mats. Like Jimmy Maeda's folk song group, the classical music students sit around a long table. Everything is more formal here, But the instrument is the same, the Okinawan three-stringed lute, Sanshin. When I arrive, Harry begins the lesson with their favorite song, Kajarifu.
Today, just like a little bus had a do and open up the beautiful flower, he never thought such a, you know, flower would be, you know, grow. So that's the story of the Kajarifu bush. So they're using that, has to play that in a happy occasion in Okinawa.
If you look into the eyes of especially the older Okinawans in the audience, you can see their eyes light up at the sounds of especially Kagedefu, which is almost like the Okinawan national anthem, which usually starts every program of Okinawan music. It's a very significant song to the Okinawans, and when I first heard it, I hate to say this, but my reaction was kind of a so what? You know, it was as a lot of Koteng pieces, long and slow and what I thought of as drawn out. But to them, each of those measures and each of those phrases has real meaning. That song especially is an indication of being Okinawan.
Okinawan music is a relative of Japanese music, and they share similar instruments, such as the sanshin or shamisen, but you can't mistake Okinawan style for anything else. For example, here's a well-known composition for the koto, a Japanese zither, as the Japanese play it. Thank you. This same composition is played in Okinawa using instruments imported from Japan, but what a difference in style. The pitch is much lower, the scale is altered, and it's got an Okinawan accent.
Katsuko Nakasa, ne? I'm from Okinawa. Here, I live here about 20 years. And I'm teaching kutu here in Hawaii.
What is kutu?
Kutu is a 13-string instrument, oriental. Because this koto, in Japan, call it koto. But Okinawa, there is a pronunciation is different, so we call it kutu. Well, here I have my student, the age from 7 years old to 75 years old. So, you know, all kind of people.
Are they all Okinawans?
They are, some are Haole, Caucasian, Okinawan generation, the most. Immigrant, other, you know, generation. Very nice. They also really I think really nice to think about, you know, their grandfather, grandparents, you know, where they're from. They're looking for roots.
Could you describe a lesson to me?
Well, Friday night, most like working people. And Saturday afternoon, I have children, like school children. And some ladies, the weekdays they're working, so weekends off. And Sundays, I have kind of older age people. They have lots of time to spend, sit down and play. Well, most beginner, I have a 1 hour lesson. And after that, take a break, whatever. We have a tea time too.
And do they have little okashi or cakes? Or
yes, cakes. They all take turn and bring the cake.
They take turns bringing cake.
That's a kind of fun part. They really enjoy that, you know, time.
Playing a Japanese classic in the Okinawan style, Katsuko Nakasone. I did this comparison to show some differences between Japanese and Okinawan music, but the heart of Okinawan classical music is the ancient court poetry, sung to the accompaniment of the sanchin, or three-stringed lute. Chris Yano explains the fine points of what to listen for in this delicate vocal music.
It's quite slow. It doesn't have a great variety of techniques instrumentally. Rather, the techniques of expression are more in the vocal techniques. And also, the techniques themselves are very, very subtle.
Oh,
Singing Okinawan court music, Harry Nakasone. He's accompanied on the kutu by Katsuko Nakasone. We need a change of pace to end this program. For this, we get up at 4 on a Sunday morning and drive through the darkness to radio station KOHO in the Kaimuki section of Honolulu. We enter through an alley, and we're now in a narrow studio. You can touch both walls at the same time. It's exactly 5.01 a.m., and Tomi Oshiro is about to go on the air.
Portions of our programs are recorded and transcribed.
Panasonic がお知らせするただいまの時刻は
午前5時1分過ぎでございます。
Panasonic が皆様のキッチンに送る最高の調理器、マイクロウェーブコンベンションオーブン NE9900。クックスイン3 ways 若干進歩の道を一足お先にをモットーのパナソニック
全島ラジオを聴きの皆様おはようございます。
Good morning to our radio listeners. This is your Japanese radio broadcast service, KOHO, in Honolulu, Hawaii. Today is Sunday. Waiting listeners, here is the Okinawan hour. Today is October 17. The Ides of October are almost past. Early risers, how are you this morning? It is cooler these days in the early morning and evening, isn't it? But it is rather hot during the day. Everything all right? City and town dwellers, good morning. Sunday is here. By the old calendar, today is the 21st day of the 9th month. For the next hour and a half until 6:30 a.m., please enjoy nostalgic music from home and news from home. To those of you who have been working since last night, I hope you are not too tired. For the listeners who are on the way to work, for those on the way to church, for the ones still in bed, and for those listeners drinking coffee, please enjoy the next hour and a half. Also, for those listening to this broadcast who are not from Okinawa, thank you for listening.
Everybody awake now? I'm going to play some tunes everyone knows. Nuchibana and Nandaki Bushi.
That's the Okinawan Hour on station KOHO in Honolulu. I added the translation voiceover later. The host is Tomi Oshiro, who, by the way, is also president of the Japanese Press Club in Hawaii. That's a real slice of what Okinawans in Hawaii listen to. Singing commercials, studio versions of folk music, and orchestrations of Okinawan tunes using accordion, violin, organ, and other Western instruments. I think it's a good counterbalance to the earlier music I gave you on this program, the refined court music and the down-home folk music. Okinawans are a sizable minority on Hawaii, about 5% of the population, but their transplanted music is by its nature less complex and less elegant as the best back in Okinawa. Yet, on a personal level, it's so important to those who took it for granted back in Okinawa that they now join as devoted students in Hawaii. I learned a little about Okinawan music making this program. In the larger view, though, I learned more about America and, ultimately, about the nature of being human. If you'd like to comment on these programs, drop a line to Music in a New World, National Public Radio, Washington, D.C., 20036. That's Music in a New World, National Public Radio, Washington, D.C., 20036. It's a pleasure to thank the musicians who performed, Jimmy Maeda, Harry Nakasone, Katsuko Nakasone, Ryosei Oshiro, and many others. Thanks also to the Okinawan Minyo Bars, Sandy's, and the Komachi Lounge, and to Tomi Oshiro at radio station KOHO. I'm grateful to help from the Ethnomusicology Program at the University of Hawaii, especially to Barbara Smith, Rick Tremelios, and Christine Yano. Okinawan ethnomusicologist Etsuko Higa was a great help as well. Special thanks to Carl Fleischauer at the Center for American Folklife for the loan of Nagra and Neumann equipment for this series. Post-production engineering is by Dave Glasser and Rich Ford. The consulting producer is Deb Lamberton. Please join me for the next program on Music in a New World. I'm your host, Carl Signell.
You've been listening to Music in a New World, a series of programs exploring ethnic music in communities across America. The production of this program was made possible through a grant from the Folk Arts Program of the National Endowment for the Arts and with funds provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Music in a New World is distributed by NFCB, the National Federation of Community Broadcasters.